Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 38 Special, bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, none other. Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer is our guest. Bob's a longtime 14-plus year member of our Brain Trust, and he is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. But in a former life, for decades, he was a member of the Federal Reserve Board organization as a president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting today and yesterday to decide what's going on with Fed policies. Bob, we're going to have something happen in a few months, a couple of months, that hasn't happened in a long time, and that is a fairly quick turnaround between a fairly short tenure by a Fed chairman. Mr. Bernanke is going to retire, and the president has offered into nomination Janet Yellen, I think is her first name. And you know her, don't you?
Yeah, we served on the FOMC together for about 3 years, I think.
Yep.
And this was before she left and then later came back as vice chairman.
Right. What was her role in the first time you served with her?
She was the girl you knew in high school who was the valedictorian.
Ah.
Because she did all of her homework and always came prepared.
Oh, I see. So she's got the background. She knows where the bodies are buried then, doesn't she?
I don't think that's the main thing. With her, the main thing is that she's a true scholar.
Yeah.
You know, her husband's a Nobel Prize winner in economics. They both taught at Berkeley.
Yeah.
And she's not a layman's economist like you see on financial TV. She's sort of an academic.
Well, you're obviously we all know how smart you are, but you're an everyman economist because you can talk about economics in plain language.
Right. Yeah. That's a distinction, and she's on a higher level.
So she wouldn't be fun at a bonfire. Is that what you're saying?
Not as much fun as Larry Summers.
Are you? Okay. All right. Go ahead. So what do you think about her?
Well, I think she's highly qualified. I think she's it's going to be different to watch her testify because she is she will have it written out, every single word, and she will read it slowly and carefully.
Right.
And you might nod off. I don't know. Maybe that's
well, is that what we need? Do we need that kind of a technician?
Well, actually, what I just described was Mr. Bernanke, but I don't nod off with him.
Yeah.
I used to just love to hear Alan Greenspan talk.
Right.
He has a new book, by the way, you ought to consider.
I heard about that.
And I like to hear Ben Bernanke because I can just see the wheels turning in his head.
Right.
And I know how those wheels are aligned.
But the Fed chairman is influential. The Fed chairman influences the Fed. I mean, folks, there are 19 people on the Federal Open Market Committee, 12 bank presidents, 5 board members, and a chairman and a co-chairman, and so there are 19 people. But the most important person is that chairman, and Mr. Greenspan was like that. Bernanke is like that, and the ones before them. Is she going to be commanding like that?
I don't know about the word commanding, but remember, she served as president of the San Francisco Fed for a few years, so she will have a camaraderie with Reserve Bank presidents that some others don't. Mm-hmm. I think they will respect her, and the staff at the Board of Governors pretty much works for the chairman. They'll do things for the others,
right.
But she'll have a whole army of specialists.
Does she have a philosophy, an ideology? Give us a peek into her ideology, into her philosophy, into her thinking.
A lot of her academic work has been on the subject of unemployment and why the markets don't adjust with lower wages,
right,
to wipe out the unemployment, and she's convinced that monetary policy can have an impact on employment and unemployment.
Even though it hasn't been. It hasn't had an impact.
Well, if you don't consider the counterfactual, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you do consider it, I don't know the answer.
Right. So bottom line, you think she'll be a good candidate, a good chairman?
I see no reason right now to doubt it.
Yeah.
You know, when they named Ben Bernanke chairman, I used to sit beside him at the FOMC, and
right,
I was surprised. I mean, he didn't have future chairman written on his forehead anywhere.
But neither did she. Well, it'll be interesting. He's holding his cards close to his vest, folks. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, see you, Jim.
Dr. Robert McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.